Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
Hi. Yo. Hi. This is on the TV, to the movie screen, and everywhere in between. This is the Hollywood Dirt with Allie.
All right, so this is pretty crazy, DZ. On Friday, they announced that Tristan Thompson's mom died suddenly in Toronto. And so, what did that mean? That meant Khloe Kardashian, the mother of one of his children, was by his side and obviously flew right to Toronto with him. We saw his mom a lot on the Kardashians when they were together. She was always on there at like birthday parties and whatnot. But pretty sad stuff because I don't think anybody saw this coming. So now will Khloe and Tristan, will this bring them closer together? Because now she's going to be like there for him in this time.
Mm.
It'll be interesting to see what happens. When I saw them on a plane, part of me was like, okay, I know the Kardashians are always nice to these horrible guys, even when something like this happens.
This is so sad.
It is sad. It is sad.
Condolences to the Thompson family, to Miss Andrea.
But like these men could do anything to these women, and they would still show up, which is what kills me. You know, you can literally get a woman pregnant, lie to your girlfriend who you already have children with. Tristan Thompson was. They were working on having. Did you know the whole story behind this? They were doing IVF.
Right.
They got a surrogate.
Right. For the second.
For the second kid.
Correct.
And he knew that he had gotten another woman pregnant. He had signed papers with his lawyer, and he still went through and didn't tell Khloe. And Khloe went through with the surrogate,
right,
having no clue. He already knew he had another baby on the way.
I mean,
like,
I'm not condoning this man's actions, but
I'm saying they will show up for anyone.
This is definitely maybe saying that they could get back together.
This is the kind of stuff where you get back together then because you feel bad or you're crying on their shoulder and then it brings you together. But then he cheats again anyway in 3 years and it's done.
Now, I don't know if they'll get back together, but I maybe see some sympathy.
Ugh,
you know what I'm saying?
Some
sympathies being thrown. No harm, no foul.
Yeah.
There's a foul
and there's a lot of harm there. No. You're not going to get some chick pregnant. Well, if we're trying to get pregnant, and you know you got another girl pregnant, and you're not telling me that. No, hell no.
I mean, I'm not in that tax bracket, so
hell
I don't know how they rock. But I'd assume that they've washed that under the bridge or whatever rich people say.
They're broken up, supposedly. But no, Tristan Thompson, his mom suffered a heart attack, and she died suddenly. So that is a sad part
of the
story. But that doesn't change the man
Tristan
he is.
Tristan being a PO.
Let me just say that. So, yeah, that's all we know about that. 103.7 KISS FM. Good morning, Allie and DZ, live from the AdamDeputy.com studios. If you did not know this, it's a new week here on the show, so we've got Sam Smith tickets for you at 8:40. And yeah, right? Get ready every day this week. And then at 9 o'clock, find out how you could win a trip to Vegas to see Adele, because she is doing Weekends with Adele. So we are flying people to Vegas to see Adele. So I'm excited about that.
And we can't win, right?
No, we cannot.
Dang.
Sorry, DZ. We cannot win. We are not qualified.
I want to go see Adele in Vegas.
I do too. It's a hot ticket. And I want
right.
to go to Vegas on top of
that.
I want both.
I've never been and I've never seen Adele. Best of both worlds. I'm going to just take
myself
there.
It's a topic one day. Where have you never been that you should have been before? Vegas.
Vegas.
I lived in Vegas. I was on the radio in Vegas.
I'm going to need to hear them stories.
I'll tell you some Vegas stories.
Whatever happens in Vegas stays in Vegas.
Now I'll tell you everything. You know I got a big mouth, DZ. Come on. So, DZ, welcome back. Week two on the show.
Week two. two.
Day five, because we had a short week last week.
That's right. It is day five.
Yep. And the next week, we have Martin Luther King's birthday on Monday. But I'm glad you're here. DZ worked at the radio station for many a years, and so I'm glad to have you back on the morning show. And it's going good. Everybody, I was talking to people about you all weekend. It was all good feedback. Everybody had something nice to say about you.
Thank you.
So it was all good.
A little nervous. I was like,
no,
all
they
right,
love
man.
It.
Let me
they
make sure
it.
I get to Monday, because then one, I get my song, and two, that means
song.
They liked me.
They really liked me. Of course they like you. Everybody likes you. You're awesome. So, DZ, on Friday, though, we talked about how you had to get a white elephant gift.
I was under pressure.
You were under a lot of pressure.
Yes.
You had a party on Friday night. You went and got it. You're going to tell us next what you got, right?
I will indeed.
Because everybody wants to know, what did he pick? People called in with their suggestions. Coming up next, find out what DZ got for the white elephant party. I'm curious.
I'll tell you one little thing.
What?
It was the only gift stolen.
What?
Uh-huh.
Oh, the only gift stolen, huh? Interesting. 103.7 KISS FM. Good morning, Allie and DZ. Glad you're here, my friend. Second week of the new morning show. And on Friday, we talked about how you had a white elephant gift exchange, right?
That's right.
With your college friends, you and your wife, and you were going to go out and get the gift after the show on Friday. People were calling in and giving suggestions. So now I want to know, DZ, what did you get? I'm dying to hear.
Okay. So I ended up over.
Uh-huh.
At Trusty Dusty, one of my faves, Five Below.
Yep.
Because it was a $10 limit. Mm-hmm. And I'm like, well, I'm either going to get two things, or I'm going to get one thing,
mm-hmm.
or I'm going to spend more than that. It ended up being the latter. I spent more than that, spent $15 on my gift, but that's fine.
You went over the money
limit. I went over
limit.
The limit. I don't care.
Uh-huh.
I break rules.
Sure.
You know, but what I ended up getting was the only gift stolen. And what I got was a really dope dancing water LED Bluetooth speaker.
A dancing... Okay, I know what a Bluetooth speaker is.
Mm-hmm.
What's a dancing water LED? What is this?
So it's a speaker that has a little tower, water reservoir type thing on the inside.
Uh-huh.
Still has the LED lights, the RGB
mm-hmm.
LED lights that change color with the music and all that. But then it also...
It's like a fountain.
It shoots water up like a fountain with the music while it plays.
Wait, with?
With the music while it plays.
Stop.
Changing colors, going. Doom, 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 doom. Dancing LED water speaker.
Stop.
Drop the mic.
Boom. I want one of those. How much was that thing?
$15.
$15. I thought everything at Five Below was $5. Is that not the way? Is it like $1.20?
They're finessing 20? Now. Now they know people are hooked. They're like, yeah, $5. Now we're going to charge you $5.99. It's like the dollar store. Some things aren't a dollar.
Yeah.
So Five Below got me for $15 above.
Damn.
Yeah.
I didn't know that existed, though. That's a really cool gadget. So the fact that it, one, that it's got like a fountain inside, two, that it's got the LED lights, the different colored lights, and three, that it synchronizes with the music... That's cool.
It's a whole vibe.
And it really works.
Oh,
sometimes you get this cheap technology stuff and you're like, is this thing going to work? And it works.
Well, I guess I don't know. It wasn't my gift. It was the gift I gave, but somebody got it. And then somebody stole it from the homie. The other homie stole it and took it home. I got to ask him if the actual speaker works because I'm excited. I saw it. I walked in first, right?
That's
you walk
cool.
into Five Below. I made a left. Boom. Saw the speaker went, don't get too hasty. Hold on, DZ. Look around the rest of the store.
Yeah.
I was like, you know what? Let me just ask the employees here. They know this place like the back of their hand.
Yeah.
Tapped a young lady, miss. She said, hey. I was like, what is the best thing in this store right now?
Mm-hmm.
You work here. I got a gift exchange, $10 limit. She's like, well, if you don't mind going over, my favorite thing is that speaker. Same speaker I had already looked at when I walked in. I took it as a sign.
It was meant to be. And so what did Aaron bring? What did your wife bring as her gift, her white elephant gift? That was my other... You don't even remember. Here we go.
I was too focused on my gift. I ain't worried about her gift.
I was curious.
That was her gift.
I love
We're a team, but in that situation, we were individuals. I got me, she got her.
I love hearing what people get for these gifts. You're like, hell if I know what Aaron got. Oh, you are too funny. Well, I'm glad it went well over the weekend for your white elephant. That's
it was
very
so much
good.
Fun.
Well, every Monday I started doing this thing where I ask people what they do over the weekend. And I know a lot of people want to know if I went on my date or not. And I'm not telling you yet. You gotta
wait. Come on. No. Oh.
You got to wait until until 8:30. I'll give you the update later in the show on whether or not I went on the date. I did do a lot this weekend, but I want to hear what the listeners did. It's tell me something cool you did this weekend. 414-533-1037. You can call or you can text. I think you did a great job, though, DZ. Congrats on your gift. I actually think that's really cool. I want one of those now.
I won the white elephant. It wasn't a competition, but I won.
You won, for sure. Kiss FM. 103.7 Kiss FM. Good morning, Allie and DZ, live from the AdamDeputy.com studios. Don't forget, Sam Smith tickets coming up this morning at 8:40, sending someone to see him, and somebody's going to win a trip to Vegas to see Adele. We're kicking that off at 9 o'clock this morning, so get ready.
It'd be wise to set that alarm and not miss it.
Do not miss it. So we just found out what you got for your white elephant gift over the weekend. You gave, what was it again?
The best gift?
It sounds really cool, DZ. What is it again, Tommy?
I gave a dancing water LED Bluetooth speaker.
Ooh, I didn't even know that existed. And I like it how it synchronizes with the music. So I'm going to go get one of those for sure.
The coolest thing ever. Made my weekend complete.
We need one of those in the studio, really, is what we need, honestly. So, but hey, let's just go to the phones because, DZ, you're going to learn this. I had been doing this feature before you got here because you used to work at the radio station for many years and you left and you came back and agreed to be on the morning show, which I'm so happy you're here as people are getting to know you. But I would always ask people on Monday morning, like, tell me something cool that you did over the weekend. And I love hearing what our listeners are up to because it's always something different. It ranges all over the gamut. So good morning, first caller of the day, Sarah in Kenosha. Good morning. Let me get your theme song.
Good morning.
Hello. Sarah.
So first, I haven't called in a while, so nice to meet you, DZ. I've enjoyed listening to you this past week.
Thank you so much. I appreciate you, and thank you for calling in. Mm-hmm. Why you been gone?
Where you been?
I have been good. Oh, I have been busy. I work in insurance, Allie, as you know.
Yeah.
So last week was an S show with the change of the new year.
The new year.
At a hospital.
That makes sense.
That would be a nightmare.
That makes
Let me
sense.
Tell you.
Yep. Sarah, I'm glad you're here. I'm glad you called in. I'm glad you finally got to meet DZ. What's something cool you did over the weekend, Sarah?
So I went and saw the new movie, Megan.
What's it called?
It's called Megan.
Okay.
It was supposed to be a horror movie, but it was basically a children's movie in my eyes.
Stop.
So it's about a woman who took in her niece after her niece's parents died in a car accident.
Ah.
And the aunt is a toy creator, and she's working on creating like this android robot doll that pairs with its like owner, and then they can become basically best friends. They learn about each other. The robot knows how to like protect this kid and stuff
creepy.
Like that.
Creepy.
And this robot doll basically turns crazy and, you know.
Naturally.
All this stuff.
Naturally.
It's like Chucky.
So they were.
But AI.
They were saying it was like giving Chucky a run for its money. It was going to be the best new doll, like, scary movie ever. I was bored. I was so bored.
Damn.
So if you plan to go and see it, maybe wait for it to stream, listeners out there.
Should have gone to Wakanda forever.
Really, though.
Right? But then I did go home, and later Saturday night, I watched The Menu on HBO Max, and that was a win.
That made you feel better.
Yes.
Well, ended on
that
the dub.
Made
ended
me feel
on
better
the win.
Of my movie weekend experience.
Sarah, I love it. You got some good and some bad, and we like it. Well, thanks for calling, and good luck this week
with
insurance. You're going to need it.
Happy Monday.
Thank you. You guys have a great day.
You too.
Bye. Next up, we have got Mike in Hartford. Welcome back to the show, my friend. Oh, I had
Good morning. Good morning.
Yeah.
Mike, TZ's dancing. Tell us something cool you did this weekend, Mike.
Absolutely nothing.
Oh, the coolest.
It has been so busy the last like 3 weeks and 3 weekends that we did absolutely nothing.
I love it. I bet you weren't alone in that because so many people from the holidays were worn out. Uh-huh.
I went and got donuts with our puppy on Saturday morning.
Mm-hmm.
And before everybody else got up, I watched a show that I wanted to watch by myself. And then all we did is go to dinner Saturday night, and that's about the only productive thing we did.
Good. That sounds good right
there. I love
there.
It. Yeah. Say no
it
more,
so
Mike.
Nice.
I love it. I'm glad you had a relaxing weekend. You deserved it. Thanks for calling in, my friend.
Appreciate it. Have a good week, guys.
Bye.
You too, big guy.
Next up, she said we're going to be shocked by something she did, so I'm dying to hear this one. Welcome back, Saucy Sandra.
Hey there. Hey.
Yeah, she different. She different.
I'm different.
Yeah, she different.
Yeah, I'm different.
Sandra, tell us something cool you did this weekend.
I went to my daughter's dance competition, and it was so super cool to see. It was like better than synchronized swimming.
Oh.
Like the way these girls moved as one was crazy, especially for their ages. Like these are kids from sixth grade to eighth grade, and they just did such an amazing job.
Aww.
And I really super enjoyed watching all the different schools like West Bend, Sheboygan, all over. And it was just amazing.
Was this Myra, your daughter Myra, that I got to meet
yes,
at our party?
Yes, Myra. Dang. She was in the middle. She did such a good job. Aww. I was so proud of her.
This is why Sandra and DZ, you know what I'm talking about. This is why we love to watch cheer competitions.
Mm-hmm.
That stuff is cool to watch when they're together.
I got one next week for my niece goddaughter.
Oh.
It's in Milwaukee, too.
Yeah.
We're going to be up. Pulling
nice.
Up. Yeah, no, I'm excited for this.
That's
I'm a dance dad. Well, dance
yeah.
godfather.
You're a dance uncle Goddad. Godfather. Yeah. That actually sounds funny. The dance godfather.
Mm.
That's fantastic. I love that, Sandra.
Right.
Well, congrats to Myra and everyone on her team. Where does she go to school? Or you want to shout out her dance team?
She goes to Pewaukee.
Nice. We'll shout out to Pewaukee.
The Pewaukee Pirates. It's a Clark.
I don't know if I knew they were the Pirates. I don't know if I ever knew that.
They
interesting.
Are.
Nice.
They are.
Sandra,
yes.
Thanks for calling in. We'll talk to you later.
Of course. Talk to you later.
Bye.
Happy Monday.
Bye.
We got Ryan from Calabama on the phone. Good morning.
Good morning, everybody. Yeah, you can tell everybody. Go ahead and tell everybody. I'm the man. I'm the man. I'm the man.
So, Ryan, so far, we've had a mix. Sarah and Kenosha went to see a movie. Megan, Mike and Hartford did nothing. And Sandra was at a dance competition. What's something cool you did this weekend?
We kind of copied Mike a little bit, but we went out to Sky Zone also.
Oh, I love it.
Hey.
I love it.
Trampoline park.
I wish I could have met up with you guys.
That was awesome watching my 9-month-old daughter jump with me and just laugh her head off.
Nine months old?
She was having a blast. Yeah.
Aww.
Did you do a backflip with her?
I don't even know how to do that. No, heck no. My wife would have killed me. I would have been in a casket flowing down the river, man, if I would have done that.
Flowing down the river. The wife would have killed you for sure.
I know that's right.
Oh, yeah. What was also awesome was Sunday. We were just chilling at the house, just relaxing. She stands up, and she starts walking.
No.
So she
what?
Started walking this weekend, too. Yep.
Hey!
Yep.
Ryan, how did you wait to tell us that?
That was the move. You ain't do nothing. You ain't go to Sky Zone. The baby started walking.
What? Oh.
She's the man. Yep. She's the man. She's
the
man.
She's stealing dad's money already.
Oh,
walking in. She's already taking my money, man. That was
milestone.
A bad move walking.
Pretty soon she's going to run you for your money, too. As soon as she started
know,
walking,
right?
Running's
uh-huh.
next. Running's next, big dog.
Uh-huh.
Oh, that's big
oh,
stuff,
yeah.
Ryan. We're happy for you. Thanks for sharing, dude. We'll talk to you
later.
Happy
Monday, guys.
Happy Monday.
Feliz Lunes.
All right, we're running out of time. I got to move it along here.
Ah.
Ashley in Cudahy. Good morning.
Good morning.
What's going on?
What
oh,
is going on?
She's getting serious with the singing. I love it. What'd you do this weekend, Ashley?
I did absolutely nothing.
Oh my gosh.
Also,
this is like a theme, and I get it after the holidays. It makes sense. Mm-hmm. Yeah. Also what?
Although, Saucy Sandra and I did recruit Ryan from Calabama to be the dating guru.
Oh, I saw that briefly in your secret group on Facebook. They're trying to get
yes.
him to find men for them. They're using Ryan
yes.
to find
oh.
men for them. Yes, very
because
nice.
Because he feels farmers are the best. And I was like, well,
come
put
on.
Your money where your mouth is and do it.
Farmers.
So find us a farm boy.
He was telling everybody to go to farmersonly.com. He didn't realize, DZ, that people meet on like TikTok now. People meet on all these apps.
Everywhere.
Everywhere. Oh.
Yeah, you don't got to be lonely on Farmers Only. No. You could be lonely everywhere in the world.
Exactly, yep. Right? Oh, Ashley, I'm glad you got to relax this weekend. We'll work on finding you a man, girl. Have a great day.
Bye.
See you tomorrow.
Last but not least, real quick, Tony is in Racine. Good morning.
Oh.
Hey, Tony, tell us something.
DJ D-Zizzer.
In the hizzle for shizzle. Ooh, oh.
Look at you two.
Drop it on a skillet, let it sizzle. Okay, we're done.
Tell us something cool you did this weekend, Tony.
Couple things, actually. I actually went to a White Elephant party as well.
Nice.
And I got a new mascot that I've been waiting to wear.
What is it? Get to it right now. What is it?
Nope. I've only posted it on the secret Facebook page, and I have not said it to anybody.
Why? So, why is it a secret?
He's making it sneaky.
Because I'm going to build up the excitement and then reveal it.
Well, I'm going to go see it and tell it on the radio right now. I'm just kidding, Tony. I wouldn't play you like that. If you didn't hear the news, Sam Smith tickets at 8:40. We're giving those away this week. And we're flying somebody to Vegas to see Adele. That's happening 9 a.m. You better be here for that. That's all I got to say.
I know. Monday.
Monday, let's go.
Hi. Yo, hi. This is on the TV, to the movie screen, and everywhere in between. This is the Hollywood Dirt with Allie.
DZ, welcome back. Week two. Here we go. You ready?
I'm here. Let's go. Let's get it.
Okay, so I didn't know this, and I'm actually a big Taylor Swift fan, but I'm not a cat fan. If you want me to be brutally honest, I'm a dog girl. Taylor Swift's cat is the third richest cat, third richest, not the first, in the world, coming in worth $97 million. That's what her cat. Her cat's name is Olivia Benson, who is named after Mariska Hargitay's SUV.
Dun, dun. Yeah.
Yes, correct.
Okay.
Named after her character on Law & Order SVU. Olivia Benson, the cat, is worth $97 million.
What?
How is a cat worth $97 million? Because of all the music videos it's been in, commercial appearances, social media influence. That's how they put this number together. And then, of course, the cat has its own merch line. I don't know if you know that.
What
is
going on in the world? $97 million. And it's the third richest pet in the world. There's richer animals than this.
I had to go look up, DZ. Who are the richer animals than Taylor Swift's cat, honestly? So what is it? Nala Cats, the premium cat food owner?
Which kind of makes sense. Yes. Like $100 million?
That would make sense,
cat food. Cat. Got it. Makes sense.
But then I was like, who's the number one richest pet out there? I can't believe this is even a thing. Gunther the Sixth is a German Shepherd dog worth $500 million.
Damn!
What the hell?
$500 million?
How
big
is
dog.
It? All these people that want to be social media influencers, just set it down.
Well,
these dogs and cats are killing you, dude.
Gunther comes from money, though. He's the sixth. That you know, that's family money.
Yes,
Gunther the first is the one that made the transition.
Which
over
means
the
Gunther
second.
Gunther the sixth didn't work that hard, so we don't respect him.
This Gunther spoiled. This Gunther got
Daddy's
golden
money.
Kibble. You know,
Daddy's
doesn't
money.
Doesn't know what it is to get paws in the dirt.
I just cannot believe that an animal is worth $500 million. You've got to be kidding me right now. Get out of here with
For
this
$500 million. That dog tells you to sit.
Right? It's like, okay, whatever you say. Your wish is my command. Taylor Swift, though, I was just blown away by that. Her cat, the third richest animal on the planet, coming in at a whopping value of $97 million. Impressive.
Olivia, let me hold a cup of milk.
Yeah.
What are you doing with it?
Right?
That cat, and I need it right meow.
And it better never die. It better meow. Listen to TZ, you're killing me. Sam Smith tickets coming up at 8:40 this morning, and we're sending somebody to Vegas to see Adele, DZ. Did you hear about this?
I heard.
Ooh.
I'm a little upset because I can't go. I can't
too.
Win. But I'm excited that we get to give it to somebody.
Mm-hmm. That's going to happen at 9 o'clock this morning, the Adele tickets. So Sam Smith at 8:40, Adele at 9 o'clock every day this week. That's happening. And it's your second week on the show. Welcome back, my friend.
I don't know how today could get any better.
I know. It's you had a great first week. I thought it went great. How did you feel?
I hated it. No,
it
no,
was the worst.
Surreal. No, it was absolutely surreal. The love, everybody just embraced me. I felt the hug, I felt the warmth, and I felt everybody's welcome. It was truly magical.
People were writing such nice things on Facebook when I shared our podcast on the Kiss FM Facebook over the weekend. People were saying, he brings a new spark to Kiss FM. And I said, I agree. I couldn't agree more. As somebody who's been here for almost two decades, I'm old. I was like, DZ, you do bring some new life, and I love the having you here. It's nice.
Y'all better quit gassing me up so much.
That's right. We can't make his ego too big. Okay, so then somebody said you totally sucked. No, nobody said that. No, it was all positive. Everyone's been super nice.
No, and I appreciate the person that said I sucked. You keep me grounded.
Nobody said that. I made that up. I was out with a friend over the weekend, and she said same thing. She was like, he's so just nice, and we like him, and he's a breath of fresh air. I go, I couldn't agree more. So week two, that's all I'm going to say. I'm not going to gas you up anymore today. We're going to see how week two goes before we get. We're in the honeymoon phase right now, DZ. Let's be real. You know, I'll keep it real on this show. You and I are like, we love each other. We're going to be together forever.
We'll check back in a couple months. We'll check back in after the Sam Smith tickets at 8:40.
Wait till we have our first fight, and then we'll see how we're doing. No.
I hope it's on air.
It will be, because you know how I roll. I'll be like, DZ, piss me off today. No, I'm glad you're back. You worked at Kiss FM for years. We've all known you. It was an easy way that you just came right back into the building. It was smooth, and I'm happy you're here. So week two, which means we're going to do Am I the Jerk next. We got a message. This one came in on Instagram from a girl who wants to know if she's a jerk because she won't let her ex see their dog. Yeah.
Oh, no.
But there's a reason why.
Once you get the pups involved.
We'll do Am I the Jerk next.
Okay, who's the jerk?
103.7 Kiss FM.
I still think you're a jerk.
You get to be our moral compass.
No, wait, you're a jerk.
It's time to find out. Am I the jerk?
Look what you did, you little jerk.
All right. Today on Am I the Jerk, Lauren slid into the DMs on Instagram, DZ, and here's what she said. She said, am I the jerk for not letting our ex see the dog? Whew. Hmm. Listen to her story, though. Here's what she wrote. She said, hey, Allie and DZ, my ex and I split up about 6 months ago. I left him after not being treated fairly in the relationship, to say the least, for a long time. We had a dog together, and although we both wanted the dog, it was decided I would take him since I paid for him and handled most of his care. I took the dog back to my home state of Wisconsin with me while my ex still lives in the state we lived in together. He recently reached out and told me he wanted to fly in and visit the dog. I didn't give him an answer because I'm not sure how I feel. I know he misses the dog, but I feel like he has ulterior motives. And I'm also not ready to see him again after things ended so poorly. Am I the jerk if I say no, he can't come see the dog? Lauren, what do you think?
Oh, that's tough.
She doesn't want to let her ex come see the dog. What do you think?
Well, I got questions. Like, okay. What do you possibly think is the ulterior motive?
I think it's that she thinks he wants to get back together. And they had a toxic relationship, and she doesn't want to let him in the door. Like, he's using the dog to get back to her.
And I was thinking that one of the ulterior motives could be that he was trying to come and swoop the dog away, like maybe offer some type of compensation or something. I'll trade you this for the dog. I don't know. Maybe the dog's net worth is going up. We got expensive dogs in the world. I'm not saying it's a 500 million Gunther, but maybe it's a 30 million little Poochie. I don't know.
But she also said she paid for the dog, she took care of the dog, and now he wants to come visit the dog. He just wants the nookie, maybe. I don't know.
I thought he just wanted the poochie. He might want the
The dog and the cat. He wants the dog and the cat. 414-533-1037. You can call or text. 414-533-1037. Is Lauren the jerk because she doesn't want to let her ex come see the dog?
I'm going to say yeah.
You're going to say she is the jerk.
I'm
going
to say yeah. She's the jerk. Let that man see the dog.
I say no. He needs to move on with his life. He doesn't even live here. Go away, dude.
He should just get a new dog.
Or a new cat.
Gross.
Meow.
Okay, who's the jerk?
103.7 Kiss FM.
I still think you're a jerk.
You get to be our moral compass.
No, wait, you're a jerk.
It's time to find out. Am I the jerk?
Look what you did, you little jerk.
All right, DZ, week two. Here we go.
Week two on a Monday.
Yes. I'm loving having you on the morning show with me. He's back.
It's technically my first Monday.
It's technically because we weren't here last That's Monday. Right. It was a holiday. You're totally right about that. So Lauren wrote in on Instagram. She wanted to know if she's a jerk because she won't let her ex see their dog. They broke up. She said she mainly took care of the dog. The ex wasn't that nice to her. She moved back to Wisconsin, but now he's hitting her up and saying that he wants to fly in and see the dog. She's worried he has ulterior motives. So basically, she's like, I don't want to let him come see the dog. Am I the jerk for that? So you said...
She is definitely the jerk. Let that man see those dogs.
And I said, not a jerk. I think he's got ulterior motives. So let's just get to it. Megan and Fiona in West Bend. Good morning, ladies.
Good morning, Allie. I just dropped Fiona off at school. That's okay.
We can talk adult talk
Can't
now.
Can't be late for school now.
And Megan, you were at the Packer game last night, huh?
I was. I tried to bring home a win, guys. But
ooh, that's tough.
I know. It's all right. Better luck next year.
Yes,
we need a new quarterback.
I mean.
She said it, not me. All right. So, Megan, is Lauren a jerk for not letting her ex come see their dog?
And I know I said one thing, but I was confused. So I think she is a jerk.
Oh, you're taking DZ's side. Okay, let's hear about it. Go on.
Mm-hmm. I was kind of that jerk too. My ex, who I was with, who I've been with for 17 years, we got a dog together because I was told I couldn't have babies. So she was our like dog tour. And we ended up kind of breaking up and I kept Lily, but we kind of had like custody of her, I guess.
Sure.
So we kind of had a similar type thing. But had I not let Tim see Lily, I don't think we'd have a Fiona right now. So there might be ulterior motives, but I definitely, it's kind of like a child to have a dog like that. And so I can understand how he might be missing the dog and maybe he's missing her and it might be
the two are
be
connected.
A way to see her back in. But I think that she's kind of a jerk for...
All right, Megan says jerk.
She could be missing the opportunity.
Or he could be a douche. She could be not missing the opportunity. And
could be saving herself.
Saving herself is right, exactly.
In Megan's case, this worked, though. You know, he said, let me see the dog. She said, okay, and look at him now with the baby. Hey.
Hey.
I love you, DZ. Welcome to the show. I'm so glad you're here.
Thank you so much, Megan. Appreciate you. I look forward to meeting Fiona, too. I know school's important. Got to get the kiddos off. You have a great rest of your day, okay?
Thanks, you guys, too. Happy Monday.
Happy Monday.
All right, Paulina, you have not met her yet either, DZ. She is a regular in Milwaukee. Paulina, welcome.
Hey. Welcome, DZ.
He's dancing.
I listened to you all last week, and I think you're awesome.
Thank
so
you
welcome
so much.
To the show.
Thank you, thank you.
Push your ego a little more there.
You know, I'll take it.
We have the best listeners. You guys are so kind, and I love it how much you're just welcoming him with open arms. So, Paulina, is Lauren a jerk if she does not let her ex see the dog? She's saying no, he can't see the dog. Jerk or no jerk?
She is not a jerk. No.
Go on.
I agree with you. I think he definitely has. Like some ulterior motives, okay? Because that's just, I mean, driving hours. I mean, like, I know he loves the dog, but I mean, that's a little much. I got five cats, okay? And I don't know if somebody took one of my cats and I'm gonna drive like hours to go see that cat, but
You think he's just flying in for the cat and the dog, right?
And the thing is, maybe she's just worried about her safety as well, because if things had ended badly, maybe he's like controlling, maybe he's just like not a very nice guy. Maybe she don't want him having her new address, you know? She moved completely out of state.
No, that's true. That's valid.
She doesn't want her popping in on him whenever he feels like it, you know?
That's valid.
I don't know.
Yeah.
I don't think she's a jerk. Right. Maybe she just doesn't want him having her address, so. Mm-hmm.
I appreciate it, Paulina. We're split right down the middle now. One jerk, one not. A jerk. Thanks for calling.
Yes. Thank you.
Thank
Have
you.
A good day, guys.
Happy Monday. Paulina with the positive points right there. That was smart. I hadn't thought of that.
She's convincing you. She's bringing you around.
Right.
Okay. Finally, Zach is in Waterford. Good morning, Zach.
Good morning, Allie and DZ.
Good morning. Good morning.
What do you think? Is Lauren a jerk for not letting her ex see the dog? You are the tiebreaker this morning.
I'm going to say not a jerk. Because I have a giant schnauzer, standard poodle mix. His name is Bruce Wayne.
Of course.
Go on.
And I have that same situation. So I got into a divorce. She didn't want him, so I took him.
Yep.
We had a long road with him. He had as a puppy, he was he had Bordetella pneumonia, and he was in an incubator for like 6-7 weeks.
Jeez.
So the puppy almost didn't make it.
So there's a long process. She wanted the dog because my kids were hypoallergenic. I said, okay, fine, I'll pay for it. I'll do it. Got a dog, got in the divorce. She didn't want him.
Ugh.
So now she's kind of wanting to see him as well. And I said, no.
No.
Not happening.
You did what Lauren did. You said you can't see the dog. Yeah.
Yeah. Uh-huh. So I said, nope, you can't see him. So
yeah.
If DZ thinks that there's a jerk on the hands, then I'm a jerk too. But I'm not going to let someone see a dog if you don't want them. Like there was a couple of callers ago, they said it's like a child.
Yeah.
If you don't want your child, then I'm going to take him and I'm going to raise him how I see
right.
fit.
Right. So you can't pick and choose. Okay.
Okay. Okay. Fair
Zach.
Enough. All
I
right,
feel
Zach.
That.
Zach in Waterford, thanks for calling in. Have a great day.
Thank you. Happy Monday.
Happy Monday. So there it is.
There it is.
Not a jerk. Zach was like, everybody was taking it personally because I get it. It's like a baby for these people.
Zach
you know?
Said, nah, you going to give up custody? You don't get to see nothing.
It's not happening. Okay, Lauren, not a jerk. Kiss FM. 103.7 Kiss FM. Good morning, Allie and DZ. Live from the AdamDeputy.com studios. If you missed it, we're going to have Sam Smith tickets this morning at 8:40. And then we're flying somebody to Vegas to see Adele. Your chance to win that trip at 9 o'clock this morning. And that's every day this week. DZ, welcome back, my friend. How you doing?
I'm doing good.
Yeah.
I'm enjoying myself. The seat's getting comfortable. I think my butt's already starting to imprint.
It's your seat now.
It's my seat.
It's your chair. You get to do whatever you want with that chair. I don't want to know. I don't want to know. So, DZ, I'm so glad people are still getting to know you again.
True.
You worked at the radio station since 2014. You left for a little bit. You're back. But you've done every job at the station, from being an intern on our sports station to you were on our street team for a while. You were the overnight guy at Kiss FM. You've done it all. You even did some stuff on the morning show where you ended up getting a Kiss FM tattoo because you lost a bet.
That's right. Well, I got my taste.
You do. Was that 2018? What year was that you got the tattoo?
The tattoo was 20...
I hadn't lost weight yet. So it had... Oh, no, it was earlier.
It was
than...
earlier
Oh, it was 2016.
Yeah, it was what like 2016.
It was the
yeah.
election.
It was
Duh.
The yep.
I should have known the answer to that. It was 2016. So you're here now, but people are still getting to know you.
Factual.
And we played Two Truths and a Lie last week, and
we
it was
did.
A lot of fun.
I loved it. I love telling random factoids mm-hmm. about myself, for sure.
Yeah, it's a great way for people to get to know you. So, do you have some ready for me right now? Let's play.
Oh, yeah. I'm down to play. I'm always down to play Two Truths and a Lie.
Let's do this. What do you got? All right. Okay. I want you to read them to me, and then I'm going to try to guess which one is the lie. Because I know you, but you've gotten me a couple of times with this game.
These might be a little tough, but if mm-hmm. you've been listening today, maybe
Ooh.
Easy.
Okay.
Let's get it.
All right, what do you got?
One, I've never ever been to Vegas.
Okay.
Two, I'm a Bears fan through and through. That's not changing.
Okay.
Three, we have three pets and only three pets.
All right. Unfortunately, I think I know what the answer is.
So I've never
Read
been
these,
to Vegas.
Yeah, okay. Never been to Vegas.
Ever,
one.
Ever, ever.
Mm-hmm.
I'm a Bears fan and that's not changing.
Oh, God.
We have three pets and only three.
Okay, so this is what I'm going to say. You have never been to Vegas. We talked about that this morning on the show because that okay. I was like, we got to get you to Vegas, DZ. We got to get you to Vegas. We got to go on a trip,
Listen,
a family trip.
Family trip to Vegas.
We're going to Vegas if that's the last thing I do on this show. So that is true. I know that's true.
Okay.
Number two, you said you're a Bears fan. Now, I know you grew up in Gertie.
So, but that's close to the border.
And I know you're a Bears fan, which really gets me going, dude. Because you probably really loved that the Packers lost last night. Were you celebrating or no? Be honest.
I plead the fifth.
Damn, come on, DZ. Which means number three would be the lie about the pets.
So how many pets do I have?
I don't know. That's actually a really good question. How many pets do you have? How many do you have?
We have four pets.
Four?
We got four.
You and your wife, Aaron, and you got a little baby, Sammy.
So technically five animals.
Five animals.
Yeah.
What do you guys have?
So we've got three dogs and a cat. We've got three dogs. The dog we've had the longest. Well, I guess I should start in age order.
Yeah.
Our oldest pet is our cat, Granite. She's a G.
Okay.
By all definitions, she's the best cat you will ever meet in your life. Don't care her net worth.
How old is she?
She's going to be 10 this year.
Oof, okay.
Yeah, I don't know what that is, cat years. Don't ask
me that.
I
can't believe you have four pets. Okay, three dogs?
We got her in college. And then as follows, we've got Hampton. She's our rat terrier.
Uh-huh.
And she's a runty rat terrier, so she's tiny.
Okay.
Looks more like a chihuahua.
Uh-huh.
Then we've got Dino. He's a boxer miniature pincher mix. Probably a duke in a past life because he's very regal. Not for real. He's royalty. The way
really?
He sits, the way he acts, just the way he looks. He's a schmedium. He's schmedium.
Mm.
The perfect schmedium dog.
Okay.
And then we've got our big guy, Benny.
How big is Benny? How much does he weigh?
Benny's about 80 pounds.
So you got two smalls and a big.
Two smalls and a big, but our big guy's the one that's unfortunately on his way out the door.
Oh.
He's got an enlarged heart. He's
no.
had it his whole life.
Benny.
We've given him the most beautiful, longest, full life that we could. We were never, ever in the plan to keep this dog.
Really?
It happened that we got him in right before the pandemic started.
Yeah.
We were trying to find him a forever home, and he found it with us.
Aw, so, Benny. But he's got an enlarged heart. Poor
and it's
thing.
Unfortunately getting progressively worse. His medication that he's been on over the last couple years is no longer effective. So we're now just enjoying our time with him, man. He's a beautiful, he could have been a service dog. Altogether.
You tell me your dog's going to pass away, and now I can't make fun of you for being a Bears fan. You put me in a weird... you got me right
you
in the
like
corner.
How I went that?
You did that on purpose.
You like how I went that? So I can't be mean. This guy's dog's dying. Dang it.
Dang it. Man. Well, you can text in 414-533-1037. We're going to love... Somebody wrote, if you are a Bears fan, ... They're going to come for you on that one.
Did
They're
I lose
still
some people today?
No. No, but we're going to have a lot of fights on this show about you being a Bears fan. Well, I'm sorry about your dog. My dog Bella is going to be 14 this year, and I'm worried about that. She's having a lot of issues, so I feel you on that. That's tough. Knowing you're getting close to a place where you don't have a lot longer with them, you know?
This is my first experience. All four of those animals are my first four pets ever in my life.
Never had a pet before that.
My mom wasn't about that life.
She wasn't
interested.
We had a
fish that we won from the carnival that lived for maybe about a year. That was the extent of our pet.
That was all she let you
my
have.
My mom said, if you bring an animal into this house, you're losing a mother.
And you didn't.
I did not want to lose my mama.
I understand that. Absolutely. Well, thanks for playing Two Truths and a Lie with me again, DZ. I learned more about you today. I didn't know you had four pets. It was news to me.
All the dogs and one cat.
One cat. Full house over there you got.
One, two, three, four.
This is on the TV, to the movie screen, and everywhere in between. This is the Hollywood Dirt with Allie.
Welcome back, DZ. Week two. Our first Monday together, though, because last Monday was a holiday.
Happy Monday,
Happy
Allie.
Happy Monday.
Feliz Lunes.
Feliz Lunes. And Lunes is Monday.
Correct.
Feliz
perfect.
Is happy because Feliz Navidad. Feliz. I know that.
Happy Monday.
That's my Spanish lesson. Every day I need a Spanish lesson from you. Feliz Lunes.
Perfect.
I got you. Spell Lunes. L-U-N-E-S.
That's right. Yes. And you got the spelling down.
I told you, I took a little Spanish here and there. I just need to get back into
just
it.
Just got to unlock the vault. You got to unlock the memory banks.
I appreciate you helping me with my Spanish. Seriously, for real, DZ. All right, so we got to talk about this, though. I want to talk about not only how our local boy, J.J. Watt, from Pewaukee, grew up in Pewaukee. He played his final game over the weekend. He got a good send-off from his brothers. Can you imagine being their mom, by the way? Having three boys.
The Watt boys.
Could you imagine being... I'd be like... I am the mom of the year.
Those are the mom of the decade. Like, do you see them?
Look at how successful my kids are. I did it, man. I did it.
No, shout out to the whole family and shout out to JJ. Ending a beautiful career.
Yeah.
That man is a legend, a future Hall of Famer, zero question. I mean, I think he gets in on the first vote for real.
Yeah, absolutely. That would be cool if he did. And he's got his baby now. He can focus on family with
That's
his
right.
wife.
He had that heart scare not that long ago, too, where they had to like reset his heart.
I forgot about that.
All this heart stuff going on in
It is. You're right, because the other thing that happened was DeMar Hamlin, who collapsed on the field 1 week ago today. Only been a week.
7 days.
That happened. He was up in his bed. First Instagram post we got to see over the weekend on social media, Facebook, he put it everywhere, was him sitting up in his hospital bed doing the heart sign with his hands. And it was just really nice to see him posting and knowing that he's here and okay. You know, he knows what's going on.
Everybody sharing love for DeMar, and he felt the love.
Mm-hmm.
Game day. He's on a long road to recovery, but it appears that he's going to be getting ready to be released in the next coming days. Could you imagine?
Released from the hospital already?
That's what it says. Jeez. In the next coming days.
Wow.
This man is a superhero.
Yes. Unbelievable. Wow. Wow. Well, the Packers lost, unfortunately.
Wow.
Damn it, DZ. If you missed it on the show, we learned earlier, DZ's a Bears fan.
Hey, bear down and it's going to stay down. We're not very good. We've been done, but I'm going to take my L's and I'm going to talk my talk.
Well, the Bills won, right?
Shout out to the Bills. They did win.
Which is good for DeMar because they deserve that after the week they had. So, all right. Well, we'll keep you updated on DeMar. All good news. 103.7 Kiss FM. Good morning, Allie and DZ. Week two. We made it a whole week, DZ. The new morning show.
It's my first Monday, our first Monday, and we got things to give.
Woo!
Sam Smith, Adele, come on. But before any of that, I got to hear, Allie.
Yeah.
What's the word on this date? Did you go? How did it go? Tell me. Spill the tea.
You're right. I couldn't decide if I wanted to go on Friday on this date because I didn't have a lot of time. I had 2 hours and that was it. I did not go on the date, DZ. I did not. And I'm glad I didn't because my ex came and got the kids for an hour and a half. He was back within an hour and a half. I wouldn't have had time. I would have felt so rushed.
Yeah,
so I reached out to the dude and I did say, hey, sorry, but I got to reschedule. There's not enough time. And he said, well, when are you free again? I said, Wednesday. So I'm going to go out with him. I will be free on Wednesday. This Wednesday I will go out with
him. So the date will be happening.
It will happen.
We rescheduled.
Yes.
Let's put a pin in it. We're going to revisit on Wednesday.
Boom. There you go.
Technically Thursday.
Technically, we'll talk about it on Thursday, but yes. So I scheduled that to go out with him.
Okay, good, good.
There's a couple in the queue, too. We'll get to those another day. There's a couple others in the queue I'd like to go on a date with as well.
We'll see what Friday looks like.
I'm free. I'll be free Wednesday through Sunday, so I may line a few.
There might be a couple in the queue.
There might be a couple in the queue. Allie's ready to get back out there. But I did want to tell you, since I didn't go on the date, I do have a story from the weekend that you messaged me, you DM'd me on Instagram when you saw it. I got so many responses to this. I went to a party on Saturday. Somebody I know was throwing a party for their husband. I'll just put it out there. My kid's first grade teacher. Her husband, they were throwing a party for him. And she has a cousin who calls the show, who I've gotten to know, Michelle in Hartford. Shout out. Michelle said, come to this party on Saturday night for Heidi's husband.
So and
I said, okay, well, I know Heidi. I know her husband. Is it okay if I crash the party? I'm literally going to this party. None of these people know me.
No, you were invited. You got a direct invitation.
By another person at the party, not from the people throwing it.
I don't know. Sounds like an invite to me.
Well, I got in there and her husband, it was his birthday party, Chris. Happy birthday, Chris. Chris came up to me and he said, and again, this is the one, his wife was Owen's first grade teacher. So I had met him before. Chris said, Allie, I said, I hope you don't mind me crashing your party. We were at this bar in Greenfield. He said, I want you to do a shot of Malort. And I said, what? Oh, I've seen that stuff. I don't know what that, oblivious. I'm like, I see this everywhere. What is this? And he said, no, we have a tradition where anytime someone new comes in who hasn't had Malort, they have to do a shot. That's like our tradition, our welcome tradition. He goes, so you have to do one. It was me and like three other people in a group and they handed us all. I said, listen, I'm driving my kids. I'm trying to think of every excuse not to do this
to
shot.
Not drink the Malort?
And I don't mind drinking, but I was like, no, they're like, just do it. Hands me this shot.
It's a rite of passage.
That's kind of what they were telling me.
That's what they were saying.
Yeah, DZ.
You experienced the glory that is Malort.
What the hell is that, Malort? I don't even know what type of liquor it is. It's disgusting.
Did you say, oh, Malort?
No. No, but but I was like so grossed out by it. And then you messaged me when you saw that I posted that on Instagram and you said, dog, that's like a Chicago thing. And I'm like, it is? Like, what is, I don't know anything about it, but everyone was messaging me saying, these are Malort's disgusting. Allie, I can't believe you drank it. And I was like, never again, never again. So what is the story with Malort? Like, what's the, I don't get it. It's a Chicago thing?
Yeah, so.
Because you grew up in Gurnee.
Right.
What's
and
the story?
Naturally, being around, you go to Chicago, grow up loving sports. As a sports fan, you pick whether you like the Cubbies or the Sox.
Uh-huh.
If you're a Cubs fan, you know about Malort. Malort is a rite of passage that anybody that has their first experience at a Cubs game, you got to try Malort.
I'm a Brewers fan. I never went as a damn Cubs fan. But anyway, go on, DZ.
So the story is that you got to tell people. You really got to sell it. Like, oh, you haven't tried Malort? You got to. Like they did to you.
It's a trick.
It's a rite of passage.
It's a trick.
You got to drink it. And everybody in the room's like, yeah, yeah. We all love it. It's so good. You really got to pump it. You got, homie. You got. You got Malorted. You got Malorted because Malort is not meant to be really even touched like that. It's a digestive liqueur. It tastes like lawnmower and licorice. I can't explain it.
It was the nastiest thing I ever had. You know, it's funny you said that because I just want to pull one caller. I'm hoping this is who I think it is. Hello, Kiss FM. Please tell me this is who I think it is. Who's this?
Ryan from Alabama.
I knew it. DZ, you're going to light him up.
Oh, man.
Ryan from Alabama had the nerve to message me that he drinks this all the time. I said, are you crazy?
Ryan, stop.
Ryan.
You're lying to everybody. Stop.
I got a bottle in the basement at home right now.
What? Why?
Yes.
It tastes like dirt, dude. It's disgusting.
It tastes disgusting, but that's the betting matter in the household. You got to drink it if you're bet up.
I get it. That's the bet bottle.
Yep.
It's the gentleman's
wager.
It's the
bet bottle and the traveling trophy. So if we go to like our college dorm room friend's party, we bring it with us, we leave it behind us, and we buy a new bottle for the house.
You are mean. Let me tell you something. I am never drinking Malort again. It's the nastiest thing I ever had in my life. I didn't know there was some kind of correlation with Chicago. I didn't know that. I don't want to be in the club. I want out of the club.
It's not an option. It's not an option. You're in the club. Next time somebody hasn't had Malort, you got to be on the Malort side and go, yeah, you got to drink it. It's so good.
You guys are shady.
And another buddy of mine had it for the first time in the past 3 months. And I'm like, where have you guys been? Underneath a rock?
Never had it. Never heard of it
in
my life until recently. I saw some TikToks about it. And then never had seen it in person until Saturday night when they told me to try it at the party. And like a dummy, I did. But at least I know I'll never do it again. I learned that much.
We're doing it again on my 30th birthday party.
You're
that's
out of your
where
mind.
We're doing it.
Ryan, I will do a lot for you. I will not drink Malort again, my friend. Hell to the no. No, thank you.
Hell to the no.
Nope, not happening. Nope. 414-533-1037. What's an alcohol you won't drink? We should discuss next. Sam Smith tickets coming up less than 5 minutes. Don't go anywhere. 103.7 Kiss FM. Good morning, Allie and DZ live from the AdamDeputy.com studios. I was just telling my new friend DZ, well, not new friend, you're my old friend, but you came back to do mornings with me. Thank you.
The show's new friend.
That's right. You're here full time all the time on the show, and I love it. That I got tricked into drinking Malort over the weekend, which was the nastiest thing I ever had. Tasted like dirt in my mouth. I will never do it again.
I got.
You told me. I didn't know it was a Chicago thing as well. I learned that from you. It's just nasty. So we were talking about, you know, alcohol that you will never drink again. And it looks like you got a friend on the phone in Milwaukee. Gerardo, you said I have to work on my R's.
We got
to
roll them R's. Gerardo.
I can't do it. You got to teach this white girl how to do Spanish.
We'll practice.
By the way, Feliz Lunes.
Yeah,
woo!
Feliz Lunes.
What's up? Gerardo, that's my Spanish lesson of the day. We're doing one every day. Feliz Lunes, which means happy Monday.
That's right.
Gerardo, welcome. I hear you're good friends with DZ. You're a fan already.
That's my guy.
I love it. You have an alcohol you don't drink, or did you just call to welcome DZ?
I welcome BZ for sure. Of course, that's my boy. I've been listening to him for the last year or so from the previous station. Just had to follow along. As soon as I found out where he was, I was like, oh, let me call. And I finally got through. So happy Monday.
Happy Monday,
man. I don't touch vodkas whatsoever. Any kind of vodka.
No vodka.
I blacked out one time and that's it.
Vodka's like my blood type. That's all I drink is vodka.
Vodka positive?
I am. Well, that's good. I know you won't ever touch my vodka, Gerardo. That's nice to know.
That's true. But if you got a bourbon there, a little Johnny Walker, Scotch whiskey, I got you.
That's your choice. Nice. Well, nice to meet you, Gerardo. I'm glad you and DZ go way back. You keep calling the show. We'll talk to you later.
Four more and I get a theme song, right?
Four more, yes.
Four more and you get a theme song. That's right. Head out of the...
Day one. We got you on the board.
Sounds good. Talk to y'all later.
Happy Monday, man. We'll talk soon.
No, Feliz Lunes.
Feliz Lunes.
There we go.
Feliz Lunes.
All right, Gerardo. Next up, Nicole's in Sheboygan. Good morning, Nicole. What's an alcohol you can't drink anymore?
Let's go with Tanqueray and Goldschlager.
Oh, Goldschlager's disgusting.
Yeah, those drinks.
I used to be able to drink that before I ended up having my oldest, and ever since then, I can't do anything cinnamon besides cinnamon toast. I can't do Big Red anymore because, she...
What about Fireball? Does Fireball gross you out?
Nope. Anything cinnamon, but Goldschlager I drink, and I can't do it. Tanqueray just tastes like you're eating a stupid pine tree.
Yeah, I don't know why you'd put Tanqueray in anything, honestly. I don't get it. I don't get it.
Yeah. I feel attacked. I don't mind Tanqueray.
That's nasty.
Yeah. Nicole and Sheboygan, thanks for calling.
Day two.
Oh, we got you on the board. Day two.
Let's go.
We got more people getting theme songs now, DZ, because if you call in 5 days in a row, you get your own theme song on this show.
I'm on a mission.
All right. Tomorrow will be day three. We'll talk to you then.
Sounds good.
All right. She already called 5 days in a row. She's got her own theme song. This is our only group of triplets, Jackie, Bella, and Eliana and Brookfield. They got their theme song. They called 5 days in a row.
Yeah.
Jackie, are we allowed to talk about alcohol since you usually have two kids in the car with you?
Yeah, and actually we're in the school line right now, so they're about to leave the premises.
I love it. Car line. Let's talk alcohol. Jackie, you like to turn up. What's the alcohol you won't drink?
I did. Now, this was about 25 years ago when I was 21. Somebody brought me a tray of tequila rose shots. And I drank all of them, and I will never... But if you really want to go...
Was that the milky one? Was it like thick?
Yeah,
I forgot about tequila rose, DZ.
Yeah,
it's disgusting.
You don't really see that anymore.
It's like creamy and milky. It's all wrong.
Unless it's Bailey's, anything creamy liqueur ain't for me. No, thank you.
Ugh, tequila rose was nasty. Jackie, I remember that.
That's back in the day. But if you really want to go old school, I'm like Mad Dog 2020. That was
That was my jam.
The 2020 days.
I drank so much Mad Dog in high school.
Yes.
Listen, we used to have the Chronic. The whole album would be playing in the background. I'm going to age myself, but I don't give a damn. The Chronic would be playing. Doggy Style would be playing. They were all brand new at the time, DZ.
Oh, they weren't throwbacks.
They weren't throwbacks.
Y'all were learning the lyrics.
Mad Dog was in the cup. It's a true thing.
Core memory unlocked.
I have so many core memories with those two albums.
Oh, Jackie, you crazy for that. Thank you.
Thanks for calling, Jackie.
Yeah, no problem. Bye-bye.
Danelle is in Racine. What's something you can't drink anymore, Danelle?
Hi, Alien DZ. Oh. Good morning.
Good morning, Danelle. It's a pleasure to talk to you.
I should have let you welcome DZ. I'm sorry. He's here.
No, it's fine. The last time I called, Riggs was still with us, so I just figured I'd say hello.
Yeah, you got to call and greet him. So good.
Welcome. And what are you not drinking? Thank you.
So the drink I can't drink anymore are called whiskey sours. If you don't know what it is, it's like bourbon and simple syrup and lemon juice or orange juice, whatever. Mm-hmm. And, for my 21st birthday, because I'm 26, I'll be 27 pretty soon. But my 21st birthday, that was the drink of choice because they did like it was kind of like a wheel and you had to spin the wheel and whatever it landed on was the drink you had to do 21 drinks of. So there was either shots or there was actually
21.
Yeah. So, because I was, you know, we were young and dumb or whatever. So I did it, and I drank all 21 whiskey sours, and I was so drunk that I actually had to go to the hospital just to get my stomach pumped.
Damn.
Hey. At least you got it taken care of, and you learned a valuable lesson. It's not an L.
A valuable lesson, and charcoal is disgusting.
It's not an L. It's a lesson. Thank you. Appreciate
yeah,
you.
Yeah, thanks, Danelle. Thanks for calling.
Have a good day, guys.
You too.
Happy Monday.
Happy Monday. Feliz Lunes is more like it. Do you like that? You like what I got for
that
you right there?
That
yeah.
Is.
All right. So we're going to do these Sam Smith tickets. Sam Smith coming to Chicago, and we are going to be sending somebody every day this week around 8:40, DZ. This is your first contest since you've been back on the air.
It's time.
It's time.
Right now it's time?
It's time.
Let's go.
This.
It's time.
All right. We're going to take caller 30, 414-533-1037. Caller 30 going to see Sam Smith. Here's his latest song, by the way. 103.7 Kiss FM. Somebody's going to see Sam Smith. We have tickets for you to see him in Chicago at the United Center on August 15th. That was him right there. 103.7 Kiss FM. DZ, your first ticket giveaway on the morning show. You ready to go?
I'm excited. I'm doing a potty dance and I got a potty.
On the phone, we have got Jenna in Pewaukee. Jenna, congratulations. You're going to see Sam Smith.
Hi, thank you so much.
You're welcome.
I'm so excited.
I'm excited for you. Say hi to DZ, by the way. You guys.
Hi, DZ. Welcome.
Thank you, Jenna. Congratulations. Who's your plus one? Can I go with you?
Maybe, but my boyfriend might be a little upset.
Oh, no. I understand.
He can hang out with DZ's wife. It'll be fine. Everybody will be fine. Everyone's
perfect.
Good to go. Well, Jenna, congratulations. You're going to see Sam Smith on August 15th. He's going to be at the United Center in Chicago. Congratulations. Hold on. I'll get your info, okay?
Awesome. Thank you.
You're so welcome. And then DZ, we're going to do that every day this week around 8:40. We're going to give away these Sam Smith tickets, but in 15 or so minutes, we're going to give people a chance to win a trip to Vegas to see Adele.
Same time, same place?
Same time, same place. You better be here.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Want to put your baseball skills to the test? Then get ready to show your stuff with MLB Pitch, Hit, and Run. The official youth skills competition of Major League Baseball. Sign up for free for a chance to play your way to the Pitch, Hit, and Run finals at the 2024 World Series. Visit pitchhitrun.com today.